You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Folks, it seems that WWCR is off the air for some reason. It went off the air just about 10 minutes before the end of the Tom Valentine Show, Radio Free America, just before this program started. Now, the last time that the Hour of the Time began to name names and really reveal who these people are, they burned WWCR to the ground. We have no idea what happened. We're not saying that that's what happened. We're just reminding you that this certainly is not the first time that this kind of thing has plagued us. Is it, folks? Well, tonight we have a guest coming on in just a few minutes, and this might be him right now. Let's go to the phone and find out. Hello, you're on the air.
Bill Cooper?
Yes.
Yeah, this is George Dixon from Long Island. I wanted to know if you were off the air. Station went out about 10 minutes before 12.
No, we're not off the air. We're up on satellite, SpaceNet 3, channel 21, 5.8 audio.
5.18, okay.
Yes, if you got a satellite dish. The last time that we began naming names and really reaching out there and hurting these people, they burnt WWCR to the ground.
I remember that. I've been following you.
So, I hate to do this, but I can't keep you on the phone because I'm expecting my guests to call in any second now.
I know, Bill. I've been following this. I don't know if you remember myself when you were in Long Island. I entertained you for a day. We did a radio show together, I believe.
Oh, well, I vaguely remember.
Yeah.
I travel to so many places and I meet so many people. I hope you'll forgive me if I don't recall everyone that I always meet. It's difficult, believe me.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard, to follow what's going on, but you've been on the money, I think, in just relaying information here in the East Coast, which has been great because of the Patriot work that's been going on. But hopefully I'll get you on the air tonight. Have a good evening, Bill.
Thank you. Good night. Well, we're waiting for our call. I hope he doesn't think that we're not going to do the show, because he's a regular listener. In fact, he's a CAGI member who listens to this show regularly. He just made a trip to Chicago doing some investigation into the Federation of World Religions, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Hello. Yep, phone rang, and then all of a sudden it was off. Well, let me tell you a couple of things here, folks. I'm going to be in, the Denver Coliseum. The Denver Coliseum, Denver, Colorado, booth 64, September 16th through the 19th, 1993. Hello, is that you, Mike?
No, I'm sorry, Bill. This is just a listener. I wanted to let you know they're jamming you pretty bad tonight.
Well, they're jamming me pretty bad. WWCR is not even on the air.
Oh, they're not even on the air?
No, something happened.
Oh, something happened.
About 10 minutes prior to the start of this show, something happened to WWCR. I hope it's not as bad as what happened the last time we began to name names and take the lid off the can of cockroaches.
I hope so, too, Bill. My name is John Black. I'm calling you from out here in Philadelphia, PA.
Well, John, if you know someone with a satellite dish, you can still hear the show on SpaceNet 3, channel 21, 5.8 audio.
Are you on the air right now?
We're on the air right now. You're on the air right now. Now, listen, I've got to take you off the air because I'm expecting a call from my guest tonight.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
God bless your work, Bill. Thank you.
God bless you, too. And everybody else out there who's helping in this fight. For the rest of you who aren't helping or are still asleep or are just too stupid to ever wake up, you're going to get exactly what you deserve. You're going to be slaves in the New World Order. I promise you that. if we lose this battle on all of our behalves. Okay, back to Denver, Colorado. It's the Self-Reliance Expo and Fair 93. I'll have booth number 64. I'll also be speaking Thursday, September 16th at 7 p.m., Friday, September 17th at 11:30 a.m., and Saturday, September 18th at 8:30 p.m., and I'll talk about this a little bit more later. Hello, is that you, Michael?
No, this is Steve down in Texas. You're a little overmodulated. Need to back the audio down just a bit. WWCR does have a carrier there, so I'm sure they're working on a problem, and it should be momentary.
Okay, good. How's that sound, Steve?
I'm going to give it a quick listen here. Come back at me again.
How's that sound?
I've got to go down a little bit more on your mic. You're just clipping a little bit too much.
How's that?
That's good.
I got the new equipment today, Steve.
Okay, we'll be ready to rock and roll with you tomorrow.
Well, guess what?
What?
I don't have the money to pay for it. We ordered it COD, and guess what? It did not come COD. They gave it to me, and I said, isn't this supposed to be COD? Don't you want some money? And if you do, I've got to send it back. She said, no, this is not COD. The Lord works in mysterious ways, Steve.
Okay.
So you people out there listening, you still have some time to send in some donations to pay for this stuff.
What they do, take the equipment back or what?
No, it wasn't COD. They gave it to me.
Well, then we can hook it up, I guess, right?
That's right. That's right. And the money will come. I guarantee you that. It always
does. No, when you're ready, just give me a shot, and we'll be ready here.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thank you, Steve. Bye. Okay, folks, let me just give you something else, a little tidbit here. This came in over the fax today. U.S. Training Mandela Bodyguards, Washington Associated Press. The State Department is providing security training for a small group of African National Congress officials who protect the ANC President Nelson Mandela and others in the organization. Now, bear in mind, this is a communist organization, and the State Department is providing security training for their officials. This is, goes right along with everything else, doesn't it? The training began on August the 23rd and is scheduled to run through September the 3rd. State Department spokesman Mike McCurry said the South African government has been informed of the program. He did not disclose the location of the training site. Can you believe this now? The State Department is providing security training for a small group of African National Congress officials who protect ANC President Nelson Mandela and others in the organization, and they're doing this without even having the approval of the South African government. And this is a communist organization bent on destroying the nation of South Africa. They claim they're going to make life better for blacks. But folks, as all communist organizations have done throughout history, if they take power, the blacks will suffer, the whites will suffer, everybody will suffer. It will be terrible. He said the U.S. goal is to provide help in an area of the world that has suffered violence. The safety of leaders like Mandela, he added, is very important for the future prospects for peace. McCurry was unable to cite a prior example of U.S. training for a foreign non-governmental organization. That's because there isn't any, folks. Once again, I will be in Denver, Colorado at the Denver Coliseum. I'll have booth number 64, and I'll be there from September 16th through the 19th, 1993. I will be speaking Thursday, September 16th at 7 p.m. I'm the keynote speaker. Friday, September 17th at 11:30 a.m., Saturday, September 18th at 8:30 p.m. I will also be running some workshops while I am there. My workshops are usually 6 hours in length. Sometimes they go longer than that. Guarantee you come to one of my workshops, your eyes will be opened and you will walk out of there knowing who you are and what you need to do. Now, this is called Self-Reliance Expo and Fair 1993. Remember, my goal is to wake the sheeple, empower the people, and try to save freedom for not just this country, but the whole world. The freedom of the rest of the world hinges on whether or not we are able to keep ours, and folks, our freedoms are eroding on a daily basis, right down the tubes. This is another fax I received today, and this is from Leonard. He didn't give me permission to use his last name, so I won't. As someone involved in the telephone industry on the level of security and data integrity, I would like to inform everyone that uses modems and are BBS operators of some important information. The first thing that everyone that uses a modem should know is that every time you fire up your modem, you're activating monitoring equipment somewhere in the United States. I have worked for several large telephone networks that routinely monitor and reroute modem and fax transmissions through devices that allow them to view what is being transmitted and even decodes encrypted data and fax packets used by major corporations and governmental agencies. This is allowed under the heading of maintenance and monitoring and may be continued for up to 6 months without the need for any legal paperwork being generated. Now, bear in mind, folks, I'm not giving you this information. This is a man who works in security with the telephone industry. So, and I also bear in mind that I have not checked this. So I don't know if this is true or not. This is what he sent to me in a fax, and I'm in part relaying it on to you, with the standard admonition that we always give our listeners. Don't believe me. Don't believe Leonard. Don't believe Flush Limbaugh. Don't believe Tom Valentine, Tom Brokaw, the President of the United States, or even your own mother, unless you conduct your own research and verify that it is true or not true. Anything that you cannot verify, either way, you should put in a box with a question mark on it, but never throw anything away. Never discard information, even if it's false. You see, here at the Citizens Agency Joint Intelligence, we're always assembling two puzzles. One is the truth, and the other is the deception. You must know both to be able to fight the battle, and in between, we have a box with a question mark on it. Everything goes in one of those three places. It's either part of the deception, it's part of the truth, or it doesn't fit in the puzzle yet. It may never fit in the puzzle, but it never is thrown away. Let me complete reading this. This is very interesting, to say the least, and we will assign some people to check this out, and we'll get back to you maybe in about a week and let you know what we found out. Let me repeat this last sentence. It says, this is allowed under the heading of maintenance monitoring and may be continued for up to 6 months without the need of any legal paperwork being generated. Under an obscure pre-World War II ruling by the agency that is now the FCC, quote, no information may be encoded or transmitted over public or private forms of telephony or radio with the exception of those agencies involved in the national security, unquote. A further designation goes on to say, quote, with the exception of the Morse system of transmittal, any communication that is not interpretable by the human ear is forbidden and unlawful, unquote. The information gathered goes to three separate database facilities. One is codenamed Diana and is located in Brussels. The second is named Frederick and is located somewhere in Malaysia. The third is named Elizabeth and is located in Boulder, Colorado. The information stored in these systems is accessible by the United States government, Interpol, Scotland Yard, and various other such agencies. Your credit rating is also affected by your modem usage. If you ever get a copy of your credit history and find a listing that has HN06443, this is a negative risk rating or a code 87AT4, an even more negative risk rating. These will usually have no description on them. And if you inquire about them, they will tell you that it just comes from the system that way. I am currently working for another major carrier as a consultant and have been able to watch these systems operate. At one unnamed long-distance carrier here in Columbus, Ohio, in their NCC network control center. You can see several rows of computer terminals which have approximately 30 to 40 separate windows in each. These windows have data transmissions that are being monitored. Banks of 9-track tapes are going constantly to record everything. Everyone should realize that even if a SysOp posts a disclaimer at the beginning of his BBS about no access to governmental agencies or law enforcement, that it isn't worth the time it takes to type it in. Looking forward to hearing reactions to this. And he has a little note down here. Bill, thought you might enjoy this. Your something friend. Well, we will be checking into that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I guess our guest is not going to call in. He probably cannot hear WWCR, so thinks that we're not on the air. That's a shame, because he had some really interesting things to share with us. Let me see. What can we get into here? Oh, I know what we can get into. Carolyn Nelson, if you're listening, I'm going to read your letter. And Carolyn Nelson, if you're listening, I want you to call me at my home. At my home, Carolyn. I know you have the number. If you don't have the number of home, you should have the number here. Or you can fax me here during the daytime at 602-333-2174 and tell me where you're at. I've been looking all over this mountain for you. I know you're here. Folks, if you want to know what this is all about, Carolyn is a woman who got involved in listening to this program and was awakened, was empowered, has been doing research for years. She got in her car and started moving around the country, and she's trying to wake people up. Wherever she goes, wherever she stops, she talks to people all day long and tries to wake them up. She shows them my books. She shows them tapes. She plays tapes of this radio broadcast. She shows them A. Ralph Epperson's books and many, many, many others. And she was in Waco, Texas, right along with me and a lot of other people who really understood what was going on there. She's now somewhere around here because her return address on this letter I received today and have been receiving for several days is Carolyn Nelson, General Delivery, Post Office, Sholo, Arizona. So I'm looking for her. If anybody knows where Carolyn Nelson is, tell her to contact me. I don't want to let her get away from here without taking her to dinner and expressing my deep appreciation for everything that she's been doing. She's earned a good steak dinner for me, I'll tell you that right now. Dear William Cooper, from all the numbers with whom I have discussed the Constitution, endangers America in the coming New World Order and New World Religion by or probably before 2000 AD, only three or four have been abrupt and one totally disinterested. Yesterday, I met an older couple who crossed the highway to take pictures of the Salt River Canyon. They ask about my travel because of the license plate she has, so I opened the conversation truthfully. The man replied, quote, "I guess no one wants to think about it," unquote, and moved away. And the woman and I exchanged a few comments before they returned to their truck across the highway to go to the store. I then also crossed, remembering the September 29th meeting to abolish the Federal Reserve and IRS in Washington, D.C., and that's something that all of you should get interested in. You should all be there with me and hundreds of thousands, hopefully millions of the patriots across this country to meet in Washington, D.C. September the 29th at 9 a.m. on Capitol steps to present hundreds and thousands and maybe even hundreds of thousands of petitions to abolish the unconstitutional Federal Reserve and the criminal Internal Revenue Service. Well, hardly getting the comment out to the man was out of hearing in the truck. He said gruffly and firmly with energy, quote, "I'm a Shriner," unquote, at something I couldn't think of what that was, and she didn't know what it was. I just stood there, and he repeated it and said, "Didn't you see the back of my truck? I only help children to learn to walk. I don't care about the rest of the world," unquote. She says, "I remember something about not knowing that Shriner is and that I also worked all my life in a hospital, which he mumbled back to and said he was..." Well, he fired up the truck and drove off. She said she discreetly moved around so that she could see the back of his truck to see what the world he was talking about. And sure enough, there were all the secret emblems. Anyway, it goes on talking about the emblems that were back on his truck, all of the emblems that we've talked about on the show. Said the first had the compass and the square. My mind was recalling the choice to go to Shriner's or Scottish Rite or York Rite path of masonry, but I couldn't recall a means this person was at the 32nd degree level or not, thus knowing Lot's anyway. The power of his energy suggested knowledge. It was very rude. Several people, usually over 30 years old, just say they rely on the Lord. One man said, "We've got a place to go. They have it." And she guesses in parentheses here that they meant heaven. There is a wide feeling that believers will be transported up out of here, earth. It is so amazing, she says. Most people appear to be aware, but I doubt if they fully comprehend the kind of New World Order, since on our soil, in our history, except for the 30s depression and a plague in 1919, there is no recent history of total turmoil or suffering. One man with two young boys, sometimes it's kind of hard to read her writing, he was a counselor, they said he wouldn't join the new religion. Later he said that he is a Mormon. He knew Ed Decker's work and said it wasn't true. He said he's related to Joseph Smith on one side, grandfather or something or other. He was very understanding or something, and listened to all I said, including the Mason-Mormon connection and information. He was very comfortable with his religion. He said he's thought about it and didn't know what to do about the New World Order. I said I felt the same, and in this simple way, talking to people, I was doing something until I think of a better way within my group. Carolyn, I think you're doing wonderful. Now, there's lots of pages to this letter, and I don't want to continue with the whole thing, but she describes what it's like out there trying to educate the sheeple. She talks to people that are absolutely stupid. They're lost. They're not going to listen to anything. She talks to sheeple who are amazed and sometimes surprised and upset by this information, and sometimes they'll listen for a little while, and then they don't want to hear anymore, and I certainly don't blame them, except for the fact that we've got to confront reality. Can you imagine a woman? I have no idea how old Carolyn Nelson is, but she worked all her life in a hospital, so I would assume that she's retired. Can you imagine this woman traveling alone across this country, speaking to everyone she meets, trying to wake them up to the truth about what's coming in the near future, and asking them what they think about it and what they're going to do about it? The responses that she gets, she writes me about two letters a week, sometimes more. They're very thick, sometimes an inch thick, these letters, with many, many pages of writing. And I guess that's one way she deals with the loneliness of, and she must suffer loneliness traveling alone like that. And she travels so far, so fast, that when she calls and asks us for something, or writes, she hasn't called yet, but writes and asks for something, or purchases some of the materials that we have, by the time we send it to her, she's gone. And in some of her letters, she's talking about her mail hopping around the country, catching up with her. And 2 months after we sent her a tape, she finally got it. This is incredible. But I'm doing this sort of as an object lesson to all of you out there who sit and say, "Oh, I'm just one person. What can I do? I can't do anything. There's nothing that I can do. I'm just one person. I don't have access to the materials that Bill Cooper has access to. I'm not retired, so I can't travel around." Folks, whoever you are, whatever you are, all of those excuses and rationalizations and pleadings of helplessness fall on deaf ears here. When I read letters from people like Carolyn Nelson, then I know you're just making excuses why you don't want to be responsible and why you want someone else to save you and to help you and take care of you, because you're not going to do anything, and that's the real truth about it. It's not that you can't or that you're just one lonely person. It's that you're not going to do anything. So why don't you just tell the truth about it instead of making all these excuses, because you don't fool me that way. You certainly couldn't fool Carolyn Nelson or A. Ralph Epperson, who's also one lonely person. And by the way, folks, you do have access to all the materials that I have access to. Everything. I'm just one lonely, helpless person. and I'm doing everything that I can possibly do. I chucked my whole life to try to warn the people of the world, to try to stop what's coming, or at least change it around to some form that we can live with. You see, I don't care what they call it, and I don't really know when it's going to happen, but I do know that the ultimate progression of the evolution of mankind says that if it's not tomorrow or by the year 2000, it must eventually happen. There's going to be a one-world government, whether we like it or not. That's just reality, folks. Now, the one that's coming into being now is a terrible, repressive, one-world, totalitarian, socialist government. That's what's coming. It's going to be the same thing that Hitler envisioned and was in the process of trying to bring into the world. You see, Nazi means national socialism, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it means. Hitler was not right-wing, as everyone wants you to believe that he was. They're trying to disguise what's coming and tell you it's going to be a wonderful democracy. Democracy is a code word for socialism. This is not a democracy. This is a republic. Democracy always ends in dictatorship. Democracy always ends with the people voting themselves everything until there's nothing left to give, and a dictator must step up to straighten everything out. If you don't believe that, you look back through history and discover it for yourself, like I did, because for much of my life, I was wandering around in the same fog that many of you are stumbling around in, bumping into lampposts, and you're hearing this, and you're wondering, who is this guy? Where does he get all this stuff? Geez, sounds like he's telling the truth, but is he? Well, don't wait for someone to tell you, folks. Go out and investigate. Determine for yourself. You see, the only way that I can wake the sheeple is make you begin to use your own mind. You are sheeple because you have been believing what you've been told all your life. I don't want anyone out there to believe anything that I tell them, ever. Don't try to make me a god. Don't put me up on a pedestal, because I'm a human being just like you, and I will fall off. My goal is to give you information. Most of what I put out over the air here, I know within my heart and can prove with facts is the truth. We are susceptible just like you and everyone else, and every once in a while we're going to put something out that may not be all the way true or may have some truth and some falsity in it. But as soon as we find that out, we get on the air and we straighten it out and we correct it and we say, hey, remember when we had that broadcast on bumpity-bumpity, well, it was wrong and this is the true facts. We're the only ones that do that, folks. We're the only ones that tell you not to listen to us, to what we say, to go out and investigate it for yourself. Don't believe anyone blindly. Don't believe anyone blindly. For years, they've been trying to convince you that Nazism is right-wing. It is socialism, and it's all the way over there to the left, just one little notch above communism, and you better understand that. And the reason they want you to believe it's right-wing is because when it comes, they want all you conservatives and right-wingers out there who think you're right-wingers, and you really don't even know the definition of the word, they want you to believe that you're getting what you want. But you won't be. You'll be getting misery and terror and death and destruction and slave labor camps is what you'll be getting. And many of you already know that, especially if you've been listening to this program for a long time and have been doing your studying and research, then you know it. But many of you don't know it. Many of you have never done any research. Many of you have never done anything except listen to the television set. Believe everything that Dan Rather tells you, which is the worst thing that you could possibly ever do, folks. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully here. It never fails, everywhere I go in this country, every podium that I stand behind and speak, when I finish, when I'm standing at my booth somewhere, imparting information to people. The number one question is this. Mr. Cooper, given that all of this is true, how can I save my assets against what's coming in the New World Order? Now, I always tell them what they can do and how they can do it and who to call and all kinds of things. Give them various scenarios and various things that they can do. Do you think they do it? Nope. They go back and they sit down and they look at their CD earning 2% interest and they leave it there. And they forget everything that I've told them. And the next time I see them, they come up and ask me the same question. Mr. Cooper, how can I protect my assets in the coming New World Order? Well, there are many things that you can do, folks. I recommend the only investment that has ever protected the value of anything throughout history during economic chaos and collapse. And that's precious metals in its various forms. It has many different various forms. You can get rare earth in little plastic bags that are worth a fortune if you have that kind of money to spend. And if there's going to be a need for that rare earth in the New World Order, that might be one of those investments that you need to look into. There are numismatic coins, which are non-confiscatable and non-reportable. Rare earth in the New World Order, that might be one of those investments that you need to look into. There are numismatic coins, which are non-confiscatable and non-reportable, which you might want to invest in. The ones on the low end, where you may pay a 15% premium on the coin, may be a good investment, because what you're really paying for is the gold in the coin plus a 15% premium for its numismatic value. That's non-reportable and non-confiscatable under the current laws. Doesn't mean it will protect you from laws that may be passed in the future. But it doesn't matter what kind of precious metal you have. You're going to have to hide it anyway, whether or not it remains non-confiscatable and non-reportable. You should be smart enough to know that. Now, when you get into the high end of numismatic coins, you pay $5,000 for a coin that may have 100 actual dollars worth of metal in it. I don't believe that's a good investment, because if the economy collapses, folks, there's not going to be a whole bunch of coin collectors in the world willing to pay you $5,000 that you think that coin is worth. You see, a numismatic coin is worth only what a collector thinks it's worth and nothing more. It will always have as its very base a value of the actual weight of whatever metal the coin is minted from. So if you paid $5,000 for the coin and it has $100 worth of gold in the coin, that coin will always be worth $100, or in an economic collapse, the price of that much gold may go as high as $2,000 or $2,500 if it's a full ounce of gold, in which case you'll only lose $2,500 on that $5,000 investment. Now, I'm not telling you not to make those kinds of investments. I'm just telling you why I would not make that kind of investment. If you invested in the numismatic coin, which has $100 worth of gold in it, and you pay $115 for that coin, you're getting the value of, number one, it's non-reportable, number two, it's non-confiscatable, and number three, it has $100 value of gold in it. If the economy collapses, it's going to the value of that coin is going to go way above the $115 you paid for it, we believe. And if that happens, folks, you're going to have protected your assets. I hope you understand what I'm telling you. Another kind of precious metal investment would be gold stocks. But since stocks are part ownership in a mine that may or may not be functioning, those stocks may or may not be worth something. And if the economy collapses, the market usually will collapse right along with the economy. And who knows what's going to happen to your gold stocks, or silver stocks, or platinum stocks. Another way is you can leverage a purchase of bullion. Now, to leverage a purchase of bullion, or you can do it even with some numismatic coins and other things, you put down a certain percentage of the total value of what you're buying on the gamble that the price is going to go up, and you will make a profit and not have to pay any more when this is sold. Now, understand what I'm saying. But if that doesn't happen, you've lost. And you never take possession on a leveraged investment. So you don't have that gold or silver in your possession. Another way is to purchase what they call junk coins, junk silver, bags, $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 bags full of pre-1964 silver dimes, halves, and quarters, when they really had silver in them. Those are good investments, folks, because everybody in the world recognizes those coins. If the economy collapses and you have to deal on a black market, you can use those as real money. And since you'll have bags of dimes, you'll have the smallest denomination, the smallest little piece of silver to trade with, because I got news for you. You walk in there with a $5,000 numismatic gold piece, and you want to buy a loaf of bread, guess what that loaf of bread is going to cost you, fool? It's going to cost you $5,000. It's going to cost you that coin. And if you're hungry, you're going to give it to the man for that loaf of bread. If you walk in there with a dime, 10 cents, silver, you may be able to buy that loaf of bread with that dime. These are just some thoughts that I'm throwing your way. And our sponsor, Swiss America Trading, deals in various forms of investing in precious metals. You owe yourself and your family a call to Swiss America Trading. Many of you are sitting around waiting, thinking things are going to get better. They are not going to get better ever. It can only get worse. And it will. Right now, they've got these stock markets so artificially inflated, it's hitting new highs. And a lot of people are getting sucked into it, so that when it comes crashing down, they're going to be left destitute. Look at what's happening in this country, folks. Record unemployment. Record numbers of homeless in the streets. Wages and salaries going down. American industry deserting the country and leaving in droves for foreign countries. NAFTA looming on the horizon. And the stock market is hitting new highs. Companies going bankrupt right and left. Airlines going out of business all over the place. And the stock market is hitting new highs. You people had better screw your brains on straight. You're being set up for a fall. And the fall is going to be all the way to the bottom and below. Call Swiss America Trading right now, 1-800-289-2646. Ask for the free information that they offer. Tell them that you listen to the Hour of the Time. Thank them for sponsoring this program. Call them now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Folks, by protecting your future, you're also protecting the future of this program, The Hour of the Time, and if we're successful, freedom for the world. So call now, 1-800-289-2646. Don't procrastinate. In every financial collapse in history, people knew it was coming and they waited until the last minute and lost everything. Don't fit into that category. And don't think you're going to make a killing on investing in precious metals. That's not the purpose of this investment. It's to protect what you've spent all your life working for, to accumulate. It will protect what you have. It will not lose its value. You see, when the value of gold and silver goes up in a poor economy, or during recession, or during economic collapse, it's because the value of everything else has declined, ladies and gentlemen. Those who keep their money and their investments in paper assets lose those investments, or a good percentage of them. Those who have their investments in precious metals preserve the value of their assets every single time. If you don't believe that, look throughout history. And if you think you can play the market and win, you are mistaken. The only people who win are insiders, the people who make the market fluctuate. Win. And what they win comes out of the pockets of the rest of you who aren't even players in the game, even though you may think you are, because you have $100,000 invested in IBM. I got news for you. You're not even a player. Those people sit in their little offices 100 stories above the street and laugh at you. Laugh at you. And that, folks, is the truth. One more time, I will be in Denver, Colorado, September 16th through the 19th, 1993. I'll have booth number 64 at the Self-Reliance Expo and Fair. I will be speaking Thursday night, September 16th at 7 p.m., Friday, September 17th at 11:30 a.m., Saturday, September 18th at 8:30 p.m. I hope to see you all there, or as many as we can possibly gather. I'll also be conducting workshops. My workshops will cost you some money. I don't know how much yet, but for CADGI members, they're always substantially less for everybody else. And they usually run around 6 hours in length. I'm going to try to have at least 2 workshops in Denver, possibly 3, depending on what the response is going to be. Well, for the remainder of the hour, folks, we're going to take some calls. The number to call, since our guest didn't call in, and I have no idea what happened to WWCR, so if you call in, the first thing I want to hear is WWCR on the air or not. I would like to know that. The number is 602-333-2174. That's 602-333-2174. You know, we're waiting for some calls, if we have any calls, I don't even know if I'm going out of here, to tell you the truth. I may not even be on the air. But the other night, when I signed off the air and went home, there was a skunk right in front of the door. I almost bumped into him, and in my haste to get away, and in his surprise and consternation, his haste to get away, luckily, neither one of us hurt the other, and just about that time, my wife opened the door, and luckily for her, the skunk was scooting across the lawn. So I'm going to give you a little tip here, folks. If you want to get rid of skunks, mothballs. Buy several large boxes of mothballs and sprinkle them in abundance all around your property as far away as you want the skunks to stay. And for some reason, skunks hate mothballs. You will not have a skunk anywhere near. Hello, you're on the air at the hour of the time.
Oh, my gosh. I was just calling to see if you were on the air tonight. I couldn't hear your station this evening in Baltimore.
I'm on the air, and you're on the air. How about that?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed. I'm afraid I don't know what your subject was tonight, but I'm glad that you are on the air, even if I can't hear you.
Well, it was all kinds of subjects, but WWCR has obviously experienced some kind of difficulty, and they are not on the air. I'm on the air. I'm on satellite. And if you know somebody with a satellite dish, whenever this happens, you can go over there, tune to SpaceNet 3, Channel 21, 5.8 audio, and listen to the hour of the time.
I'm on. About 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago possibly, you had Linda Thompson on the air.
Yes, he was on again last night too.
Right, I heard her last night and very interested. I even logged on as a user on her bulletin board system. Very, very impressive. I wish there were more people like her.
Me too.
One of the stories that she mentioned was a train station that was in Indiana.
Indianapolis, Indiana, yes. Our agents, CADGI agents, have visited it. We have photographs. It is as she described.
Okay, that's scary.
Can you speak up a little louder?
I'm sorry. That, of course, that's a very, very scary thought. Of course, it's something that...
Yes, it is. It's something that we all need to wake up and understand that this new world order is going to be oppressive. There are going to be slave labor camps in this country.
One of the things that you mention on your show quite often is that you have to be careful of leaders, and that you have to be careful if you try and join any group.
That's right.
One of the things that is refreshing about your show is that when you put forth information, you always credit your sources and allow people to try and verify it on your own.
Not allow them. I insist. I insist that they verify it on their own. If they don't, what do I tell them?
Is there any other clues that would help us to identify the true leaders as opposed to people that we should be wary of?
Yeah, anybody that doesn't talk about the control of the secret societies of the formation of the New World Order is not playing good ball with you. Anybody who belongs to a secret society is not playing straight with you, even though they may not be involved and may not even understand the role of the society that they belong to. They're still not the person you should be following.
Are there any questions that you can ask them that would help to reveal them?
All kinds of things. People who won't admit the involvement of the Federal Reserve. People who think that this is just a bunch of bungling criminals running around bumping into each other in the dark, and somehow every time they bump into each other, everything works out in their favor and nothing ever works out in our favor. They're not playing with a full deck. They're lying to you. People who claim that they're leaking secrets from the CIA and the Office of Naval Intelligence are flat lying to you. There are no leaks. Anything that's leaked is planned.
Yeah, speaking of leaks, I noticed that they, in the newspaper today, there's a story about JFK files that are being released, memos within the CIA, talking about letters that were written to the assassin, or the alleged assassin, on the 28th.
Mm-hmm. If you understand the symbology of the mystery religions, you understand that it was the mystery religions that killed John F. Kennedy. Dealey Plaza is an outdoor temple of the sun, the obelisk of Osiris, the reflecting pool, the body of the Nile. Isis is there. The four quarters of the Temple of the Sun, just like at Stonehenge in the outer courtyard of the Vatican, or in Dealey Plaza. It's shaped in the form of a triangle, with the eye in the triangle being the underpass under the railroad overpass. Kennedy was filmed on Elm Street, right in front of, and actually under, in a way, a grove of trees, which is necessary for the sacrifice to be completed. He was shot in the throat, and in the back, in the chest area, and in the head, the three exact same wounds suffered by Hiram Abiff in the Masonic initiation, which the secret societies, whose death they have sworn to avenge. Kennedy was the only and first Catholic president in a Freemason-controlled country. And they placed their symbol on his grave as an insult, a slap in the face to all of us and to our fallen president. The eternal flame, the sun, the light, Lucifer. They are known as the philosophers of fire, and that's why they burned the people at Waco. Should I go on?
Now, is there any indication of if their plans are successful, which I'd like to fight, do they have any plans for a leader? Have they picked a leader? Is there any?
They'll pick some because can't even pronounce it. Charismatic religious and political leader who will function in the role of the Messiah, just like Hitler did for Germany. Everyone in Germany was looking for a Messiah. They thought that the Book of Revelations was unfolding before them, and Hitler fulfilled that role. He became their Messiah. And that's what's going to happen here if people out there don't wake up. Thank you for calling. Well, the phone lines are open, folks. If there's anybody else out there that wants to call and talk, here we go. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi. I didn't get a chance to listen to your show tonight. Somehow the station did not come in at all, and it usually comes in every night.
WWCR, for some reason, is off the air. They're not transmitting, but you are on the air on Satellite SpaceNet 3, Channel 21, 5.8 audio. What can we do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to find out what was what the problem was.
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
We don't know. The last time we started opening the can of worms and mentioning names and revealing who was what, they burnt the station to the ground. Now, I'm not saying that that's what happened now. We don't know what's happened. We have no idea. They just may have had a transmitter go out.
Oh, I see. We're up in the Wisconsin area, and it just went dead, and that was it, and even before your show went on.
Yeah, isn't it strange that it went dead right before my show, and it'll probably come back on right after this show is over? Isn't that the way it always happens? The jamming starts right before this show, and it just clears up crystal clear right after I'm off the air.
That is something.
That's one reason why we went on satellite, and we're going to start pressuring radio stations across the country to pick this show up.
Okay. Well, I didn't get a chance to listen to the show, so...
Order the tape.
Pardon me?
Order the tape. You can help us pay for some of this new equipment we don't have the money for.
I just may do that.
All right.
Okay. I appreciate everything you've been doing, and I've been spreading the word as much as I can about everything I possibly can.
Wonderful.
So, God bless you on everything you've been doing, and hopefully when I can pick up the show, I'll give you a call again.
Thank you, and God bless you, too. Okay, once again, the lines are open, folks. Looking through this stack of papers here, I got a whole bunch of faxes today, more than normal. Good evening, you're on the air with the Hour of the Time.
Hi there, Bill.
Hello.
Oh. I'm getting a delay off the satellite. That's why I was confused.
You're getting a delay. Well, yes.
I'm trying to monitor in my filter.
You should never listen to anything in your home when you're talking live on the air.
Well, believe it or not, this is the first time I've done this, so talk live on the air.
Well, good.
I'd like to say welcome to WLTRN, and WWCR, of course, is still off the air.
Yeah, it'll probably...
I have questions for you. I've been a long-time listener, all the way back to the other satellite network.
Wonderful.
Almost since June yet, I believe, of 1992.
May the 4th was our official first broadcast.
That's right. Got so many questions, but I'm going to stick to something I think that might be of interest. What are your comments on the Mars Observer and the problems that they claim that they're having? Now, there's been an awful lot of people on other local talk shows talking about it.
Oh, and it's going to be more and more. You're going to hear more and more about aliens and more about this and that. And you watch. There's going to be some kind of a disclosure here that's going to indicate, either officially or unofficially, that there may be somebody else out there besides us. And remember, I've been preparing you for this. I've been telling you that this was going to happen for well over a year, for several years, in fact.
Oh, that's right, Bill. I'll tell you what. I've been doing so much research on my own that just about everything that you've been saying on your programs recently we've already either figured out or, you know, on our own without even having to listen to your program.
Uh-huh.
But I still enjoy listening to it because there's always little tidbits that pop up that I may be unaware of.
Well, that's good. If you're figuring things out on your own, it means you're not a sheeple. And that's what we want everybody to become, a real people and get out of the sheeple mode.
Let me tell you something. There's so many people I've talked to that have claimed, well, where are you getting this information from? And I have found, now I have quite an extensive library myself. I go to used bookstore sales, pick up books for a dime a piece. And some of these books for a dime a piece, you would not believe the information you can get out of them. And a lot of these books that I've picked up, some of them are very old history books, and you'd be surprised. I have history books here that mention the Illuminati.
Yeah, and history is different now, isn't it?
Oh, certainly.
You know, they were peddling a history book to the school kids here in the state of Arizona that said Truman solved the Korean War with the use of an atomic weapon.
I remember you saying that. You know. Now, that's, you know, hard to believe that the this generation that we're trying to raise right now are going to be, well, probably not going to be running this country from the way it sounds. But, you know, you would hope that they would be educated enough to put us in the right direction.
How can they be educated enough when the teachers are socialists who don't even know the real history themselves?
Oh, yes.
If they did, they'd be teaching it, wouldn't they?
I'll tell you what, you're right about these socialist librarians. I live in a very small town, about maybe 14,000 people. That's really small. Not real small, but it's small. And I've been trying to get, a lot of the publications through the interlibrary loan system.
Uh-huh.
And just no success whatsoever. They'll look at you, stare at you with their mouth open, and say...
Well, if you absolutely insist, ask for their supervisor and go right up the chain. They have to get those books.
I know. And we've just recently been kind of getting that changed around here. But there is a local college, community college, about 25 miles away. I've been taking trips up there, doing the research in that. There's so much more available in the community college library than there is locally.
Yeah, and if you get a major university library or a law library nearby, you can even get even better stuff.
Yes, there is. And
but some of the best places are go to the big used book dealers and ask them if they have a back room or someplace where they keep special books that they don't want the public handling. And they always have one. And ask them, tell them you've got quite a bit of money to spend and you're looking for some specific material, and ask them if you can just browse through their private collection, and you will be amazed at what you will find.
Yeah, I just go nuts at book sales. You wouldn't believe some of the books. What is it, Proof of a Conspiracy was mentioned in your book, by Bill Horace. Well, there was a Xerox of a cover.
Yes.
Found this at a local ham fest. Are you familiar with ham fests or not?
Yes.
Believe it or not, there are a lot of used books at ham fests. And you can look around. Sometimes they're under the table. They won't have them up there where you can see them.
Uh-huh.
Dig around in those boxes and you'd be surprised. You found that book there.
Oh, yeah.
A buddy of mine and I, we've both been doing this research now for over a year or so.
Yep, you will be amazed.
I have one more question that's not on the line of...
Well, go for it. Because we're running out of time. I want to give one more person a chance to get on.
Very quickly. The name of the Amazing Grace with the bagpipes. Love that song.
Tell you the truth, right off the top of my head, I don't know, but I think it's the Royal Scots Band. It's the CD called the Royal Scots Band.
Great. Try to track that one down.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Talk to them. Bye now.
Line's open, folks. If there's anybody out there, you'll be the last caller, I think. Hello, you're on the air with the Hour of the Time.
Oh, I didn't know if I was on the air or not.
You're on the air. The whole world's listening to you right now.
Oh, wonderful. The reason I called was because we're not getting you on the East Coast. I'm calling from Northern Virginia.
WWCR went off the air right before this program for unknown mysterious causes. We don't know what happened yet, but the last time it happened, they burned the station down. I'm not saying that that's what happened now, but we all know what happens when I start naming names, don't we?
Yes, we do. I don't know. That's what I was afraid of. Okay. Is there some way I can find out what happened, if anybody finds out?
You could call WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, I have that number. I'll try tomorrow then.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good
what
night.
What was the show about tonight?
All kinds of different things. The guest who was supposed to be on the show didn't call in, so we just read some faxes and talked about some things and did our normal Swiss America trading efforts to get people to try to do something to protect their assets that they're always so worried about and never do anything about. And now we're up to talking to you.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you very much. I've been trying to get you for the past 10, 15 minutes and just wanted to find out what happened.
You're welcome, and I got to sign off the air now.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good night.
Pleasure talking with you. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, that does it. Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you.